You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty.
The United Nations considers a war stopped even more important than a war won.
If our cities go down, in my opinion, our nation will go down.
You have to think about your dream and what you want to do.
All we were trying to do was just get music for all people.
It's Wednesday, time to talk some Michigan history. And State Archivist Mark Harvey of the Michigan History Center is here with us. And we get to begin, Mark, by saying happy 60th birthday to an iconic Michigan landmark, which is...
the Mighty Mack.
Wow. Today, the official birthday of the Mighty Mack Bridge, the Mackinac Bridge. Why is that today? What happened November 1st, 1957?
Construction started in 1954. And it actually was completed at the end of the season in 1957. So by November 1st, there's some decisions to be made. And one was, you know, we got to open this thing before it sits all winter. And also part of the $100 million-plus construction bond to build the bridge was to decommission the car ferries that had been taking cars across the straits for 20, 30 years. And so it makes sense to decommission those ships at the end of the shipping season instead of starting another season up and then halfway through decommissioning those. So there were actually two opening ceremonies. One was November 1st. It was actually open to traffic then in 1957. And then also there was another celebration in June of 58.
Now, how much of a big deal was opening this 5-mile span of suspension bridge 60 years ago?
It was huge. If you think about historically that this is a span that separated the two halves of the state since we settled the Toledo War and were given the Upper Peninsula as part of the state's boundaries. There was no bridge here until 1957. It was a big deal. The St. Ignace newspapers, they talked about the thousands of cars that were lined up waiting to cross opening day, November 1st. I think the stats go 930 cars crossed in the first hour, 3,005 cars crossed in the first 10 hours. There was a quote saying, this was the biggest achievement in the last 100 years of Michigan's history, which I'm sure Henry Ford and Ransom Olds might argue the
might
point.
Beg to differ.
Right. But it was It was monumental.
Yes. And it still is. It's absolutely magnificent to behold. Do we have any clue how many vehicles have traveled across the Mackinac Bridge over these past six decades?
Couldn't find the exact number, but the anniversary for the 100 millionth crossing was 1998. And then I think we average around 2.5 to 3. I think last year was 3.2 million crossings. So we're upon 150 million crossings of that bridge.
So what are a few things, Mark, that most of us might be surprised to know about the Mighty Mack?
There's a lot, actually. I'm surprised how many people don't know that it's 5 miles long. That's one of those stats that some people know it, and a lot of people don't. So it's 5 miles long. It has, depending on what source you go from, 41 or 42,000 miles of cable.
Wow.
Let that sink in. 42,000 miles of cable.
Amazing.
On it.
Amazing.
The towers and large portions of the bridge were originally painted rust orange. It's not the color you see today. The cabling was green, but the towers were, and some of the causeways were largely orange. There's a trolley that runs underneath the bridge that moves the maintenance crew to different maintenance spots along the bridge. I think it's also important to remember that even though it opened November 1st, 1957, concluding construction, they've never officially said construction's ended because they moved right into maintenance.
Oh,
and the bridge is continually under maintenance.
I can imagine. I do remember being a reporter in Detroit reporting on that tragic event in 1989 when a young woman in a Yugo who was driving to the UP actually was blown off the bridge by high winds. And there have been other deaths over the years on the bridge, haven't there?
Yeah, there was 5 during construction and then 6 other deaths on the bridge over the years.
Hmm. And am I right that they actually will offer, if you get up there and go, I cannot do this, I'm too afraid, they will drive you across?
They have a couple different services. They can send windbreak trucks over with you if you still have the courage to drive but need a windbreak. Then they also just have driver services, anything from people that have commercial licenses. So if they need to drive your semi-truck across, they can do that all the way down to your motorcycle. Mm. So if your motorcycle has a sidecar, you can just hunker down and they'll drive you across.
Wow. Now, the Mackinac Bridge is designed to move, isn't it? And move it does.
I experienced this firsthand. I crossed Monday coming back from the Upper Peninsula. There was a high wind advisory. So I think the normal speed limit is 45. It was reduced to 25. As we crossed, we were forced into the center lane, which is the grates. And as my kids marveled at the water below, I noticed that my car was moving quite a bit, more than normal. It wasn't until later I realized that that bridge is designed to be constantly in motion, even up to 35 feet lateral movement in high wind.
35 feet. Stop.
35 feet.
Wow.
Which accounts for why my car was moving so much. It was the bridge.
But that's how it's engineered.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I've heard people that have walked it on the big Labor Day bridge walk that you can feel it swaying. And I guess that makes sense when you have all these people stepping off and each footstep would probably get a vibe going on that bridge.
Yeah, I think the numbers are 50,000 to 75,000 people walk across it.
But bottom line, how safe is the Mackinac Bridge compared to the other big suspension bridges around the country?
It's extremely safe. It's an engineering marvel. It's still the largest suspension bridge in the Western Hemisphere, the third largest in the world. And when you think about the engineering marvel that it is, it was opened only 17 years after the infamous Galloping Gertie Bridge collapsed in Tacoma, Washington, which was a much smaller suspension bridge.
Well, well done to the crew and engineers who put it all together. The opening 60 years ago this day. So State Archivist Mark Harvey helping us mark the 60th birthday of the Mackinac Bridge. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Mackinac Bridge.
The Mackinac Bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
500 feet high.
500 feet high.
And 5 miles long.
5 miles long.
In the Straits of Mackinac, there's about as much water as you ever saw. The folks who lived there tried and tried, but they couldn't get across to the other side. Couldn't get across without a boat or a plane. Couldn't take a bus or a trolley or a train. Couldn't swim across, it was cold as a fridge. They thought they better build themselves a bridge. The Mackinac Bridge.
The Mackinac Bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
500 feet high.
500 feet high.
5 miles long.
5 miles long.
So in 1954, they started linking shore to shore. From Mackinac City to St. Ignace Town, the men on the top didn't dare look down. In 57, the work was through. There she was, all shiny and new. They had a big party and they called out loud, "She's the Mackinac Bridge and we are proud." The Mackinac Bridge.
The Mackinac Bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
500 feet high.
500 feet high.
And 5 miles long.
5 miles long.